Hey guys, Trevor here with eCommerce Paradise. Today I'm going to talk to you why you should not combine more than one business model in a single website. And if this is your first time listening, go get my free niches list for high ticket dropshipping at ecommerceparadise.com/99niches. And definitely subscribe so you can get future episodes delivered right to your email inbox. All right, so the reason why I say to not combine multiple business models with one website is because what ends up happening is you'll distract your customers. So if you have a high ticket dropshipping website and you're selling products, then the best thing to do is to focus on closing sales on those products. If you have banners on your sidebar and footer of your website trying to get people to buy an affiliate offer from you, for instance, or you have blog posts that promote affiliate offers, problem is that you'll end up distracting your customers and they'll click out of your website. So everything on your website, including the banners and sidebars and blog posts, everything should be geared towards getting that person down into the funnel for buying the product from you that you have to offer them. I used to, back in the day, have a road bike website where I sold road bikes, and I tried combining affiliate offers in the sidebars and stuff like that to kind of, like, you know, boost my income or whatever from the website. I wanted to test it out and see if it would work, and it did. Our income actually went down, and none of those affiliate offers actually converted. If you want to do affiliate marketing, I would recommend setting up a separate funnel and driving traffic from, let's say, a YouTube video or something like that, and providing some sort of a bonus offer for that particular program if they buy through your link. That's how you do affiliate marketing right. You do it through sales funnels. Usually a squeeze page with a bridge page. It's really simple. Oh, and email marketing follow-up as well. But with high ticket dropshipping, it's different, and you should definitely just focus on doing the high ticket dropshipping business model, which I'll talk about more in depth in other videos, but I'll briefly explain it here if you're new to it. You start with your e-commerce website. You drive traffic directly to your product sales page. And from your product sales page, you drive people into the cart page and then the checkout funnel, and that's it. You have an email opt-in pop-up that provides a discount, and then you get their email captured. You send them some emails to get them to go to the abandoned cart sequence, and then the abandoned cart sequence should get them to purchase from you. That's pretty much how it works. There's back-end offers and other things you can do, but focus on that model, guys and gals. Don't get distracted from it. If your website isn't converting, focus on converting it better. You can do affiliate offers, but do it in the back end and have a separate funnel for each one. By the back end, I mean after a sale's been completed, and maybe just send a, you know, opt-in offer through an email or something like that. I would recommend just doing an entirely separate brand account and a YouTube channel for all your affiliate stuff, actually. So that's the deal here. You got to set up different brand accounts for different business models. Not that hard, if you think about it. And the beauty is the customer will trust and appreciate your brand more if it's doing just one specific thing for them. Otherwise, they're going to be confused as to what your business model is, what you're trying to do for them. And they'll probably, due to the confusion, not trust you as much and click out of your website. So you want people to trust you. Be professional, drive them through one particular funnel into one particular offer, and try to get them to convert on that offer. It's really simple. So don't get distracted. Usually the points where people get distracted and try to combine business models is, one, their website isn't converting, or two, they're trying to scale. And if your website isn't converting, the solution is to do the work it's required to get it to convert. If you want to scale your store, I suggest doing more of the same stuff you're already doing, not differentiating things, changing things up, okay? One of the biggest mistakes I've made over time and I've learned from to never do again is, if you want to scale your store, don't do different things. Do more of what you're doing and do it more in depth. Okay, that's the way to do it. It's a way to success. Hope this helps, guys. If you're interested in starting your own high ticket dropshipping business, you can go get my free course. It's about location independence, the millionaire mindset, and my entire high ticket dropshipping blueprint for success. I've been doing this for over 10 years now, and I found what works and what doesn't, and I created a course that's step by step and over the shoulder, so you can see me building a niche high ticket dropshipping store from start to scratch and scaling it. And that's how you are successful. So if you want to get that course, go to ecommerceparadise.com/free course. And if you get the niches list, you also get a email that gives you the opt-in for that free course as well. Thanks for watching, guys. Definitely subscribe, and I will talk to you in the next episode.